What up, guys? It's Dr. Vic. You're listening to another episode here on The Mindful Experiment. I'm excited to have you here, have you on and tuning in. It's always my pleasure and appreciate you for taking the time. Today's episode, I'm going to get right into this, is all about work-life harmony, how to achieve this, what does it look like, what are things you can do to really dance in this life, right? Because a lot of times in the catchphrase, and especially in business, has been, oh, work-life balance, work-life balance, work-life balance. And I'm going to tell you right now, straightforward, work-life balance doesn't exist. There's nothing in life about balancing. What are you trying to juggle, hold things on one end, hold things on the other, and trying to hold it together as best you can? It's not going to work. I like the term work-life harmony. And the importance of work-life harmony and how to be in that. Because harmony means things are all, they're moving at a certain pace, but it's all synergistic together, right? And I think life is like that because, let's face it, things happen in life. Storms come, they go, sunny skies, storm clouds. It's always an ever-ending shift and change. It's one of the laws of creation that state the only constant is change. So it's always going to be a changing effect. And it's learning how to grasp that and harness that. And that's been a practice in my life that I've been trying to get better and better with. Like, okay, I don't really know how anything's going to go, but I just know that I need to focus here. And this is what my intention is. And that's all I can do. Even when it comes to working with a client, even when it comes to a patient, it's here's what I know. Here's where I know we can go. But I know that the journey to get there is going to be, I don't know how that's going to go. And I'm okay with saying that in my career now. It took me a while to get to that point. And as a chiropractor, even a business coach, like it's funny how that they overlap so much in health and life, finances. And so everything overlaps. And it's like, you know, it's like, okay, this is where I know we can go, right? Like in business, I take a business night. Here's the success we want to get to. I know we're going to get there. I know we are. I've seen it in my life where the longer you just stay at something and consistently do it over a period of time, over and over and over again, eventually it's going to work. It's like chopping an axe on a redwood tree. You know, those big old trees are like 40, 50, 60 feet, whatever. I don't know how big they are. I've never been around one, but let's just say they're 40 feet wide. Well, if you keep swinging the axe all over the place, you're not really going to chop that tree down. But if you hit the same spot over and over, there is going to come some point in time that tree has fallen. Right? So it's the harmony of life, how to dance with it, and the habits that lead the way to that, because you know there's a lot of people are like, oh, habits is everything, and I'm always like, habits are very important. We're going to talk about them today, but there's an energetic side to things first that you got to make sure you're clear on and aligned with, and then it's like, oh, here's why I know I do this, because when we start to focus on our habits, I would say our habits are determined by our values. So who's controlling the habits, right? So like for example, if I value health, then my habits are going to show that. What does that look like? Well, my eating habits, what are those? What are my mindset habits? What are my working out habits? What are the things that relate to health? What's my chiropractic frequency getting adjustments? What are the things that I'm doing for my health on every facet possible? If that's truly a value to me, then my habits are going to reflect that, right? But if my habits aren't that, I mean, my habits, my values aren't that, then all of a sudden we're going to do other things that are interfere with that. Right. And so like in business or just life in general, procrastination is the killer of all dreams. Right. And some people say, well, see, if you have a habit of procrastination, you're never going to succeed. I said, no. It's what's underneath that that's controlling that. What's not driving them towards that? It's like I was talking to a colleague of mine and who were talking about the aspect of, knowledge is power. And he's like, no, knowledge is potential power. He goes, because what you do with your actions will determine if you truly are stepping into your power. I'm like, man, that's really true. Because if you think about it, how many times when it comes to your health, let's just be really honest and transparent here. When it comes to your health, how many times are you doing stuff that you know you shouldn't do, but you do it anyhow? Have some ice cream, snack on the chips, not practice your meditation, not skip a workout. We can talk about in business and mindset and life, or knowing that, hey, I want to make sure, you know, you're frustrated. The house is always up, you know, it seems chaotic and it's always just things like that. And it's like, well, where's your value? What are you putting your time to? Are you procrastinating it because it's overwhelming? Or are you really looking and saying, no, this is what I know I need to do. because it helps me be more mentally clear. And I do that sometimes too. Like I get, when I see like dishes in the sink, or it drives me nuts. I want to get that cleared out, because for me, when I need to, like I'm cooking or something, I want to have a clean aspect to where I can go ahead and work. And so I don't get, the old me would be like getting frustrated, maybe creating an argument here or there in my relationship about it. Now I'm just like, this is what I need to do. It's team effort, and I need to do this because it's important to me. I'm not going to procrastinate. I'm not going to say I'm 100% always like that. Sometimes I'm tired at night, but you know, there's most of the time I'm pretty on by that. And it's one of those things when I look at your life, again, values determine these habits, and this is going to create harmony in your life. I really believe that's what it does. Because when you can understand that, then it's like, okay, because a lot of times when I talk to parents, when it comes to, especially moms and dads, I'm not trying to rule you out, but 99% of the time I'm working with moms. But when I talk to them, and moms have these super mom syndrome, they're trying to do everything for their kids, but then yet they're not taking care of themselves. And I tell this to moms in a way like, hey, I'm not trying to be harsh here. I really am not. But you know, our actions is what our kids pay attention to. And if we're not taking time to show that we take self-care, we're teaching our kids that self-care is not important to them too. And I'm just being, as a parent myself, it's one of the things I'm extremely trying to be as mindful as I can, because I know it's not what I say to my child that matters, it's what I do that they're going to adapt and grow from. So like, this is why, and here's a prime example in my life, what I do, because health is an extreme high value. It's the number one value over everything else. And I always invite my daughter to work out with me. Now, most times she just sits on a bench and watches me work out, but I want her to see me working out. And then my wife may probably do her yoga, or she may work out. And I want my daughter to be seeing that. My daughter sometimes will see me meditating in my infrared sauna, and I want her to see me. Sometimes I'll have her hold her when I'm doing my breath work. And like she'll come in, let's say she came down and I'm doing my breath work. She woke up a little early. I'll just say, bring her in here. Let me do my breath work with her. Why? Because it's not about, oh, I just want to hold my daughter. It's I want her to see me doing stuff, that I take care of my health. She sees my wife and I cook all the time. We make fresh food from scratch. We talk about the food and so forth. She's only two, but we're embedding this in at an early stage so that she makes that a priority for herself so she can live her best quality life possible. And so as a parent, it's very imperative to make sure that your actions, because that's what they're learning. It's always, when I work with parents, like so-and-so does, little Johnny's not eating the way he's supposed to. Or little Johnny, he always goes for the chips and blah, blah, blah. Well, are you doing that? Why is that in the house? What are you doing? And how are you leading them? Right? And so I'm trying to share that with you. And I'm not trying to be harsh or anything like that. It's just, I'm just getting to the root of it to say, may be more mindful of that. And this is what the podcast is about here. Now, this is just not for parenting. It's not just for health. This is for every aspect of life, especially if you're in business and so forth. How do you create the work-life harmony? Well, harmony is a flow state. Harmony is an energetic state. It's not something you do per se. It's a feeling that you have. It's like, you know, man, I don't understand. I have a lot going on, but I just feel like everything's moving in the right direction, right? I'm putting energy where I need to, where it's demanded. So I have, I used in my third book called Decoding the Matrix, I talk about the 5 M's. And I used to do this very heavily in my coaching program. I kind of pulled back a little bit off it. But I still once a year, my clients, if they, you know, they've been with me for over a year, this is something that we'll talk about and how to enhance their aspects of their life. So the 5 M's are really simple. I just do 5 M's. My last name is Manzo, tied it together. Mindset. Okay. Movement, which is your body, health, things like that. Marriage, which is all your relationships, your mission, right? We're at 4, and then money, 5. And so those 5 elements are what really determine our lives for the most part. And it's all the facets of our life. And so it's looking at, okay, not everything you can give 20% and be perfect. That's work-life balance. That doesn't work. Sometimes you need to focus more on the mission, which is your business, your career, or so forth. Sometimes you need to focus more on the relationships. Sometimes you need to shift more energy to the health or the, you know, the movements. Sometimes you got to focus a little bit more on that mindset. And so life is a dynamic moving piece. It's always in a state of flux. And so our job is to, how do we dance through this process? How do we give energy to different aspects when we need to? Like when I'm under more stress and I'm getting into this negative thinking and so forth, I say, you know what? My mindset needs more and my movement needs more right now. And I'm going to focus on those two things and give my body more nourishment, because right now I'm going through a lot of stress. So what do? I increase my chiropractic care first. What's the next thing I do? I start to focus on my workouts, make me more intentional with them. I spend more time doing breath work and meditation. So I maybe do two of those 2 times per day. Maybe I'll do some fictional reading, which helps me just disconnect a little bit more because I'm too honed in and too focused of what I'm trying to create and what I want to do. And so these are things that I have to do. And then all of a sudden, you know, a couple weeks later, you know, it may be now I have to replenish some of the other fields of energy because I've been pulling away a little bit, but sometimes it overlaps and floods over and helps out. But it's a constant dance. We're going through that all the time. So it's looking at one. So one, your values determine your habits, all right? It's what you truly matters. So what I want you to do, right? Because I'm always trying to give action here a little bit. I want you to focus, whether you're a business owner, not a business owner in your career, you know, maybe you want to work better on your health, maybe you're trying to better on your mindset. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to look at your life and where you spend most of your time. I want you to just write that down. How much time do you spend on social media? You can do that now. And it's shocking. I had some people argue with me about this. Like they don't spend much time on their phone. Next thing you know, you know, iPhones, they can tell you exactly how much screen time you're actually on. And they're like 2-3 hours, 4 hours. They're like, no, I don't spend that much time on my phone. I said, how's the phone going to lie? I'm like, how's it going to lie? You know, I'm less than 20 minutes a day on my phone. 20 to 30 minutes is the max that it shows up each day. And I try to keep it there. So there's habits that. Now we look at, okay, how much time am I spending watching TV? How much am I spending timing, you know, doom scrolling, right? Social media. You can go on Facebook and see how much time you spend on average per day. I think Instagram may be doing the same thing. You can see now. You can put limits, and there's all these other things you can do. I'll share some of the stuff. There's something called the Freedom App, which can lock you out after a certain point. I think it's on your – you can put it on your desktop too, where it'll block certain websites, and you can't go on them. These are ways to be more hacking your focus and your attention and things like that. But the purpose is again, how much – where are you spending your time right now? You need to do inventory so you know what you're really spending your time on because that's what you really value. So sometimes it's, you know, for parents or, you know, in adult life, it's like, I just want to doom scroll, just escape life. Well, that's fine. And we all need that. There's times I'll indulge in. I play video games. And I tell people this. I play video games. And when I heard Elon Musk play video games, I'm like, okay, he says he plays video games, the richest man in the world. Now I can take the steam off me. But I play video games because it's a way for me to have an alternate reality. And I create the reality to kind of mirror what I'm going through in my life. And then how would I look at it from a, you know, a disconnected way from an outside observer looking in, and how do I approach that? And then I have success there, and it helps me have success in my life. It's fascinating. There's a lot of science behind this, but anyhow, so there's those things, but so I like to escape life too, and that's kind of how I do it. But at the end of the day, it's looking where you spend all your time and then really taking an inventory of this. I first got exposed to this when I was in chiropractic school. Chiropractor was teaching about time management. When people say they don't have time to work out, they don't have time for this. So he was like, I'm going to prove you wrong. You have a lot of time. And I looked at him. I said, man, I don't know. I'm in school 12 hours a day. I'm there from 7 to 7. I go, I live a half hour away. So I get there right at 7 o'clock. My friend, one of my colleagues at school, she would always look and she goes, man, Vic, you are notorious for walking in at 7:03 to 7:05 in the morning. I'm like, she goes, you just don't want to leave 5 minutes early, huh? I'm like, I leave at a certain time and I'm just here when I'm here. Because she'll look and she'll always laugh when I walk in. So I'm like, I there's no way. I get home. By the time I'm done, it's 7:30. I go ahead and eat. You're not supposed to eat and work out, but I don't care. I'm going to. And then I literally go drive 15 minutes to the gym, go work out, get my 5 days a weekend, and then come home and then study for whatever I need to study. So I'm like, I don't know how I have time. I literally did. I said, there's no way I have extra time. What if I told you I found an extra hour and a half of my time? And I was able to add an extra hour on top of that. Because when I started looking at my schedule, I had a nice lunch break, a little over an hour. And I said, what am I doing at that lunch? And I was like, wow, well, I wasn't really taking advantage of that time. Why don't I get up a little earlier in the morning? So that's where I gained my hour. So instead of getting up at 6 and rushing to get everything done in a half hour, I woke up at 5. And all of a sudden, I was able to get things done. I still showed up late for school. Who knows? That's a whole other conversation. That tells you I don't value the being on time for school. But long story short, there was all these other things I was doing. And so I was able to gain. And I actually had like 2.5 hours gained back. And I was just like, how the heck do I have 2.5? And I just became more efficient. And then I started learning about scheduling. So I was an outpatient clinic at this point. And I was like, okay, how can I see patients but still have time for other things to do too. And I started just mapping this stuff out. So I moved my workout sometimes at lunch, and I was able to sneak out, go work out, come back. The school had a gym there. So I was like, I can do that. So I started getting creative, and I was like, how can I get more time back for me? And that's what happened. And then of course, weekends, it was I had way more time on the weekends. But it's a way to become aware, because I saw, wow, I'm really wasting time. So it became a thing I do about every 3 to 6 months. I will go through and look at where I'm spending time. How can I improve my efficiency of my time? Because what it's really telling me is, what do I value? And are my values aligned to what I really want to create for myself? So this is how we develop the habits, right? And we have to be really clear on this. This is what I work with business owners on. A lot of times when I don't see them sticking to the habits they need to do, they don't value things in the way they need to. Their values are off. They're not aligned to their higher purpose. And so then we have to work on that to connect to those values, to make their actions align to those values that really matter to them. And then they find more fulfillment. They get happier. They're more excited. And they're on fire more. And then, so it's the same thing for your life. So you got to do this inventory first, okay? Then when you see all the wasted time, because we all waste time. There's wasted time in all this. Then all of a sudden we look and say, okay, what's the next step I can do? So now we look and say, all right, what do I really value? What really matters to me? And then start aligning your time to that as much as you possibly can. There's a reason why I recycle this every 3 to 6 months, because I get off course. I get caught up in things in life. Storms happen. Fires happen. They pull my attention away, and I truly recalibrate. It's just like when I set goals for the next year. Right now, the time frame I'm doing this for my businesses and also with my clients and so forth, we look at things and we say, okay, here's where the goal of where we want to get to. There's something called life that may get in the way. It may accelerate this. It may decelerate it. We don't know. But the goal, that's not our job. Our job is to set what we want to create for ourselves, and we do the work to get to there. And so in that process, in that journey, we don't never know. There may be things that come up along the way, and we just have to navigate through it. And the way I kind of explain this is like sports. I'm big into baseball. And so it's one of those things, like you see a pitcher, you're like, oh man, this team, this guy's going to dominate. He's unbelievable. And then he has an injury halfway into the year, right? And it takes him a while to come back, but he comes back. And then his year is not as good as it was supposed to be. Or let's say it's a hitter and you're thinking he's going to hit 60 plus home runs. He's going to break all these records. And he gets injured for like 30 games. And now all of a sudden his career and his year wasn't as expected to be. And it's like, man, but he makes the best of it what he can, or she does, and so forth. And so you do your best, right? It's a grade A effort every single time. We're always focusing on that. And it's going to be those things that we want to make sure that, you know, your effort's always there and the results. They're going to go where they need to. You're going to be where you need to be. But it's always your job to make sure your values are always being there and you're spending the time that matters most to you. Because then from there, when you align your habits, what you're focusing on, what you're going to commit to, and it can be one thing you commit to first. That's all I'm going to have you do. Commit to one thing consistently. I don't care if that's waking up every morning and drinking a liter of water or 16 ounces of water, and that's what you're going to do for your health, and that's the first step. Fine. Great. Let's go with it. A lot of times people get so overconsumed with trying to do so many different things and they get overwhelmed and burned out and they don't even get moving where they need to. And I had a client that was just recently like that. And it was just always going to that state of overwhelm. And I was like, okay, just get the one thing. Let's just get the one thing to get you to move forward. Well, then what about all these? I don't care about that. Just do this, right? And I work with health, when I'm working with health patients. Same concept. I mean, it's the same stuff. You look and they're like, oh, doc, I want to do detoxing. I want to do this. I want to do that. Oh my God, there's so many things. There's so many supplements going through. Just do one for now. Pick one supplement. Just go that route. Or let's go one process at a time. Let's just take one thing at a time so we're not overwhelmed. Because once you get overwhelmed, you get burned out. That's a disharmony, creates more chaos. And then we start to self-judge ourselves and all this other stuff. We put ourselves in a hole, in a rut. It's not designed to be that way. You know, just do one thing at a time. So to sum everything up for you, here's what I'm recommending. Evaluate, do an inventory on where you're spending your time. You know, and just see how much hours you spend at work, what many breaks do you have, what's your lunch hour time, what do you do for the business, you know, all this different stuff, right? You map it out, time with family, and you look and see. Then you have to grade yourself and say, how happy am I with this? Am I spending time where I can? Can I alter things? And where can I spend more time where I want to do that's going to benefit me more? And that may be in your health. Remember, think of the five M's, right? Mindset. Do I want to spend more time on my mindfulness, my overall being for the mind? Do I want to need to spend more time in movement for my health and my body? Maybe my relationship needs a little bit more work. Maybe my marriage has not been doing as well and it could be better. So you look at how do I improve that relationship? Maybe I make a purpose to have a date night once a week or once a month or X, Y, Z. So it's these kind of concepts of what we do to look at that. Maybe it's your career. Maybe you're not happy with your career. Maybe you want to pivot. Maybe you want to look at other things. Maybe what are things you can do? So there's all these different variables that come into that process to look at it. Maybe financially you're not doing as well, right? During all this inflation that's been going on, people have been saying, oh, things are so much harder. And you can get stuck. You can get stuck in that game too. But what can you do to shift that, right? How do you become more valuable? How do you become more resourceful? And what are things that you can commit to? And what can you spend time towards that will help you generate more money down the road? So a lot of this all comes in, but that's what I want you to focus on. And then you start putting a plan together. One thing, that's all I'm asking you to do. One thing, commit to it habitually. Every single day, every single week, whatever that's going to be, right? That could be, I'm going to commit to working out 3 days a week. Thumbs up. That's all you do for health for now until you get that mastered. You know what? I want to really focus on drinking more water. Okay, great. Make sure you drink more water every single day. Do that, right? If you're in business, I'm going to make sure that I'm spending an extra hour on the business because that's what actually grows a business. And I'm going to wake up earlier to do that. Regardless, if I sleep late, doesn't matter what, I'm getting up. Well, I have a kiddo, I have little ones, and it's hard to get up every morning because sometimes the night they wake up and I mess up. It don't matter. That's an excuse. I know I'm trying to be a little tough here, but that's an excuse. Get up in the mornings. And I get caught up in it too. My daughter will be up for 2-3 hours in the middle of the night. And I'm like, man, I finally get, she goes to sleep and it's like 4 a.m. And I'm like, man, usually I like to get up around 4 a.m. I'll sleep in a little. And I know it's 6 a.m. and I'm upset because I got up, I lost 2 hours there. But there are rules to things, and I have a value of sleep, a value of my health. So I understand, like, I got to make sure I'm getting my sleep in some ways, and sometimes it's just not going to work the way I want it to, and that's fine. I'll course correct as I go. But those are the key factors when we look at this, so that way you can, when it comes to your health and your overall being or whatever it is you want to achieve, you got a roadmap, you got a plan of action now to go forth. If you need help with this stuff, let me know. I'm putting a whole program together. Called Unlock Your Greatness. That's going to get more into this and so much more deeper. But I highly recommend join the waitlist. We are looking to release sometime in January of 2025. If you're on the waitlist, you get an extremely steep discount. We're going to have an online DIY portion, and then we're going to have a group coaching section. And you can choose either one you want. And that way, the group coaching session has me once a month, once a week, communicating with you, working with you in the group of what the content is and how to deepen it and the challenges we have. And it's a whole group that we work together and we navigate through that. And the DIY version is just you do it yourself. You go online, you take it as you like, you get 6 months to complete the whole thing if you like. I like putting a time frame on it, so it kind of pushes you forth to make sure you get it done. Because I know I've signed up for online stuff that it had like, oh, lifetime access to the class. And I'm like, cool. And I lost my urgency with that. And where someone says, hey, you got 30 days and knock this out, I'm like, done deal, let's go. So check that out in the show notes. It's called Unlock Your Greatness. Like I said, we're going to look into possibly release this most likely in January 2025. That is the goal of right now. And like I said, if you join the waitlist, you're not mandatory to purchase anything. It's just to, one, learn about the course, sign up for it, and then you'll hear updates as we go. And number two, the steep discount, which I'm trying to save some people money, take advantage of it. It's my token appreciation for jumping on early and so much more. So appreciate you guys. Again, if you like the podcast, like the episode, share it, review, share an app, share it with somebody and you know it can benefit, but share a review. It helps us get out there. And as always, until next time, appreciate you guys. Keep rocking and rolling. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing it with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.